Well, I guess we're ready now. There's Joan. Hello, Joan.
Hello.
And this
Good evening, everyone.
And this is John. Good evening, of course, and welcome back to our December 2016 session of Ask the Archangels. Now, I'd like to make a few comments before we get started, just to make a couple of announcements. But first of all, of course, time's getting short for those who would like to continue on with the Seeing of the Divine, our Step 2 or Level 2, which starts, of course, in January. So if you haven't signed up, please do. And for those who would like to join us, if you missed last year, we are starting a new program, which is the Level 1 from this year, for those who missed, and give them a chance to experience what we've been able to experience this year as well. So the more the merrier. Also, everyone, and I mean everyone, is invited to our Winter Solstice teleconference, which will be held December the 20th at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. The call-in number will be the same one as you used this evening, and all the information is also available on our website. This appears to be and is very exciting opportunity to get together, obviously. And Ms. Joan may have a Joan always has a comment.
Always have something to say. We will record not only this session, we record all of our teleconferences, and they're within 2 days, they're available on our website. So this is no exception. The solstice will also be posted a couple of days after the solstice on our website. So if some of you have to miss it, you can always listen to the recording later.
Or if you have friends that, you know, unfortunately missed it, you know, tell them that they can experience it by going on the website. So there you go.
Okie dokie.
So deep breath, everybody, if you could, and get into your nice centered space, and let's help Joan bring through one of our friendly archangels for this evening's program.
So take a deep breath. And as you breathe in love. And as you exhale, exhale light. And get very centered in your sacred heart. Being very present in this moment and letting go of all the thoughts and events of the day. And just be very centered in the now. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Michael. I am here as an archangel, as well as a Lord of Light. And I have come again in this gathering to continue some of the teachings that I brought forth to you in our last session in regards to the importance of clearing all residual anomalies that still reside in your space where you are in a reactive state or you are not able to hold a very coherent state of peace, harmony, and well-being. So those are surfacing now. The energetics that are present are designed to make you aware of what is left that is unresolved within you. In our last gathering, we spoke of the importance of asking for karmic release from genetic patterns and from old residual patterns that you have carried from one life experience to another. The light frequencies that are present now are extensive and very transforming. They are designed to escalate your consciousness and bring it more into a very stable positioning of fifth dimension. As this occurs, you become more aware of the element of love and the importance of unity. These are important things to keep in mind, especially in times of turmoil that you have experienced in this last few months. There's a lot going on in your world. And even though it appears to be negative in some respects, it's designed to bring up all of the things that need to be changed so that everyone on your beautiful planet can live their life experience from that fifth dimensional perspective of love and unity. And as creators, you all have a play in these changes, some of them more extensive than others. Some are very basic, just being who you are. The love that you are is what you came here to do. Now, in the last gathering, we talked about different ways in which you could facilitate some of this clearing of these anomalies. In this gathering, I would like to encourage you in the last few weeks of this month of your time and into the first few weeks of the new year to do a review, a yearly review, not from the perspective of clearing so much as to seeing all of the beautiful changes that you have made in the course of this year through various teachings, through being quiet and listening to your inner guidance, for your guides and your angelic guardian angels have been with you all along the way and have been encouraging you, especially in the last few months of your time, as these energies of light have been escalating extensively. So this review is a very important step that you now take. If you don't recognize, if you don't consciously see all of the changes you have made and the light that you now carry, seeing, knowing that your frequencies have increased, that you carry a light within you consistently, and you change many things just by your presence, a simple interaction in a public place where you are calm and you are happy and you smile and engage someone you don't even know just by saying hello. These things may seem very minute to you, but they are not, because they show you that you are living who you are at that soul spirit level. The love and the unity that has always been within you and that you have forgotten because it was covered over by the denseness of fear and separation of third dimension. So I encourage you to look at all the beautiful things that have happened to you this year, that have made you happy, that have helped you be more joyful and more peaceful within, regardless of what is happening on the exterior, what the world might be showing you. You always have that safe haven, that beautiful space within you. And just by taking a deep breath and exhaling, calming yourself, you access the wisdom and the beauty of your sacred heart. And everything is quiet, harmonious, and loving. This is the state of being of your soul spirit. So as you do this review, start from last year of your time and notice all of the alterations that you have made, all of the changes, for there were many, some of them greater changes than others, some of them very minor. But as you sit with me in this moment and you absorb the light frequencies that I am emanating from me at this moment, the beauty of the light puts you in that sacred space and you begin to remember who you are at that vaster level, the beauty that you are. And there is happiness within you because of it. You can continue to make alterations, but it is equally important that you see the corrections that have been made and that you begin to see the beauty that is within you. This is very important, and I cannot stress it enough. So in this season of joy and gift-giving and love, remember to gift yourself. Remember to love what Source created in that perfect divine image of your spirit. So, let us begin our session this evening and have a conversation where you can make your comments. You might even want to say what you've noticed in the changes that have happened. Or you might have a question that lays heavy on your heart. So please now, I invite you to speak with me.
You're on with Michael. Hello.
Hi. Hi. Hi, Joan and John and Michael. It's wonderful to be here. I'm going to pick up on last week as well, and I've been working at the end of the session last week. Michael, you mentioned about receiving, and I've been playing with this. Experientially, I've experienced, a separation or a difference between conceptual desire and ability to receive. Anyway, I was just walking before this class, and it feels like there is a veil or it's almost like a plug in the heart area. And when I feel into it, it feels like a collective block between formless and form. And it comes when I play with being receiving or having a desire, for example, having a desire and then receiving that, having that creator manifest in the world. So it feels like it's part of me, but it also feels like there's a collective, this is part of a collective veil or block. And it shows up in, so for example, if I have a desire and I feel it, and then I imagine receiving it, there's a lot of grief that comes up. And that's when I started noticing this block. So I'm very curious about that. And then there's a second part to that question. I'm not sure if I was clear. I hope I was clear on what I'm asking.
I think that you were. First of all, you are absolutely right. This is something that is within you. It's a personal thing. But it is also very much a collective energy that is the residual of the third, fourth dimensions of separation mm-hmm. and fear. As you will remember, in the teachings that most of you were taught in any kind of, whether it be how to behave socially or whether it be from a religious standpoint, that you were to give was the highest expression of spirituality, and that you would receive your reward in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
This put great pressure on the ego to always give at your expense. And when you do that, you also cause the ego distress. So there are the counterbalance of that is to puff yourself up. So to hide what you might perceive as you aren't good enough or there's something matter with you. These things get imprinted in the psyche of a young child early on in their experience, and it's very difficult to change that particular patterning. Now, as to your question, whether there is a lock or a veil, the lock has been removed, as we talked about, part of the lock, shall I say, of that fifth dimension, which is love and unity. That fifth dimensional template, light template, is available. There is a sixth dimensional light template that is the magnetics of source, where the love is magnetized to you, and so on. But the point being that the general collective consciousness is unaware of this. So they are still playing in that old programming. So it continues to manifest, cover up your ineptness, cover up your unworthiness. You aren't worthy. And until this is changed, you will still feel the grief in your sacred heart, because your sacred heart space always tells you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It is wise, and it's pure spirit energy. So that's what you're feeling. It's the collective sadness for the collective, but sadness for you, in that there is a residual, not a lot. The heart is open, but there is a piece there that would benefit you to look at about not just receiving, but self-love. And this is very difficult for humans at this stage of evolution to actually be able to look in the mirror and say, I love you. I am love, without feeling or having the ego engaged in some way. So be gentle with yourself. Nurture yourself. Be as the mother to that wounded child, because there was wounding there early on.
Mm-hmm.
And you are not the only one. It's very prevalent in the collective consciousness. So you get a double whammy when you feel that there is a veil or an obstruction, and there is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not an obstruction or a lock that you cannot alter. And the frequencies of light that are streaming from the vast creative realms of Source are designed to bring about that transformation through love.
Okay, so I'm actually receiving that as you're talking. And like I've been aware for me that in my dedication to my path, that I also contribute to the collective. I'll do mine, and then I'll get the wave of the collective. So there's a beauty,
yeah,
and a dedication to that for me, and a diligence. And
yeah,
as I'm, the other part of it, and I think you already hit on this, was that it's interesting, because today I looked in the mirror and I saw my own beauty. And I was,
yeah,
like, oh, and I, it was like, it, but I was saying, you are beautiful. So, it's working it, but that came after. It feels like the more light that comes in me, anything that does not resonate with that vibration leaves. And so I have these moments of awareness of toxins. I call them toxins. They could be patterns. They could be experiences, how I put myself in experiences that were really, you know, debilitating or harmful energetically to me, and I held the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, tears will come and they'll flow. It doesn't last long, but it's just kind of releasing. So it feels like that was the other, that's the other part of this.
Yeah. Now, I encourage you to notice when you make those changes, like today, when you looked in the mirror and it was like, oh my gosh, I'm beautiful. Mm-hmm. And wasn't your heart just open to receive that acknowledgement?
Well, that was the piece. I cried. And so what's happening is that when I receive what I actually desire, because I can ask for other and create for other and this giving, but I've noticed in the past couple of years how giving can also be intrusive unless the other person's able to receive. So it seems like there's an absence of receiving on our planet, like genuine receiving.
Oh, absolutely. You are absolutely right.
And it
starts with the individual. And when you make those alterations for you, you contribute to the collective consciousness that, hey, this is okay.
Okay. So what I'm hearing then is the tears are okay, and instead of having it that perceive that as the block, just open to that the streaming of light that you talked about, and then I
yes,
can see. Yes,
and they're tears of joy, not of sadness. There's a difference.
Okay.
In the heart.
So they're tears of actually recognition, like for the
exactly,
for, you know, it's
exactly.
Like acknowledgement. Okay.
Acknowledgement, exactly.
Okay, that's beautiful. Thank you. I was going to ask for the energetic to shift it, but it already arrived, so I'm
it
very
already
grateful.
Arrived. You are very welcome.
Thank you very much. Okay.
You're next on with Michael. Hello.
Hi, thank you. Thank you, Joan, John, for this, and Archangel Michael. I feel I have a special connection with you. I've been this past year, upon reflection, just starting to really integrate into these energies, I suppose, and feeling one with them. But I'm having trouble with my hearing, so I'm wondering if there's something that I'm not hearing, and if you could kind of guide me as to what it is that I'm not hearing.
Well, there are many things that people choose not to hear because of, as we had talked about in the last conversation, that there is like a veil or a cover-up from a programming that you are not worthy to be love, or you are not worthy to be beautiful, to receive love, to love yourself. These are the things that you don't hear from the exterior world, but you hear from inside. So are you willing to hear that from yourself, the wisdom of your soul? Are you willing to hear that? Now, as far as your physical hearing is concerned, some of that is due to genetic lineage in the physical. And as the body ages, that always kinds those types of physical anomalies, especially if they're genetically connected, seem to surface. So when you can get in touch and be willing to hear with your inner ear and then begin to realize that you can affect the DNA, the first two DNA strands of the genetic lineage, just by making this inner observance and awareness that you will hear everything that comes from the Sacred Heart or the guidance of your guardian angels or your guides. So it then transmits, you can affect by the DNA, especially in those first three strands, are very much affected by what you think, how you think, and what you feel inside, your emotional state. So when you make alterations at that level, the interior level, then you affect the DNA, and you realize that your body is a vehicle for your expression. So therefore, you can alter it to accommodate your further journey in this life experience. And those, by using your emotions at that more refined level and keeping your thoughts at that more refined level, the DNA structure of the body begins to alter, because you are very much a creator and you can alter those things.
So I've been putting off getting hearing aids because I do believe that that is possible.
That, well, yes, it is possible. But in the meantime, if you need a little, if your body needs a little assistance, why not offer that while you are working on the correction to the actual structure? Understand, the body often is slow to respond, but it will respond with consistent input at that more refined level.
Okay. Thank you. I kept thinking there was something that I wasn't hearing that was blocking me, and I think what I also heard you say at the beginning was the love part. I'm not feeling the love part.
Yeah. And as we have said, it is not just one person's problem. It's a collective problem, and it goes back to old programming from generation to generation that you don't deserve to be loved. And the only way that you are saved from that is to love or to be of service to someone else, when in fact it starts with you. That's how that is all changed. So when you are willing to listen to the wisdom that is within you, the wisdom in your sacred heart, and occasionally look into the mirror and recognize how beautiful you are and that you love what you see. Also get in touch with why you are afraid to hear. Do you think it might be something so terrible? I think not. It's just you're missing what is so beautiful about you. So be willing to hear what your sacred heart has to say. You will know if it is the ego speaking, because it is much louder and always negative. Your sacred heart is always loving and wise.
Wow, thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Michael.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Michael. Hello, John. My name is Galina. I'm very grateful to be in the queue again. We spoke last month, and since that, I went through a bunch of my own fears, and a lot of things changed. Thank you very much. However, so right now I have two jobs, and one is exactly as you said in your introduction. I just show up, and I say hello, and it changes a lot of people, and I see how it affects teammates and management and the owners, and it feels to me like a family in a way. And I do have a heart for their vision, and it's fine food company, and they want to go international, and they're now Toronto based. And I know that I actually can help with that, and I have this huge desire to lead the company, and it's been a while since I was carrying it. But at the same time, I kind of cannot find rapport and support in my very close environment, my very own department I'm currently working in. And also, I'm still part-time, and there is nobody wondering if I actually want to have full-time and if I want to have a raise or, you know, like what you exactly were telling to other attendees, that, yes, there is a service, a huge amount of it, and there is a result, and there is improvement. And I don't see how it, if I should stay with this company for me, for my own benefit, for my, can you advise me on this, please?
Well, you have to understand that you have a choice. And if you desire to make that change, then take steps to make it. If it is within that company that only offers you part-time, voice openly to someone who can help you or can provide a different way to have more full-time employment, saying that you are ready, you are needing full-time employment, and that you are ready and willing to provide what this company needs in a full-time capacity. And if that's not a possibility or to your liking, then begin a process of interviewing for full-time employment, knowing that you can magnetize to you the job that you are desiring, and put that in the forefront of your intention and in your thinking process. Don't think, well, how will I ever find a position? Know that you are going to be proactive, seeking out the right job, but that you can draw it to you. So what I am saying to you is the energetics in the next few months are very supportive of change. And
so right now I'm kind of a little bit frightening that I actually have to leave this space because I already kind of loving it.
You're loving it and it's familiar. So take the first step by being proactive, by seeking out a position within that community that you love and say, I love it here. I find it very rewarding, but I am in need of full-time employment. Can you help me? Or can you suggest a department within this organization that could use my skills?
Mm-hmm.
They will not know this unless you say it, you voice it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and can I ask another question really quickly? Because what I'm facing with this company and with my personal space, I kind of cannot declutter it. Like my personal, basically, I have the place I live in and also my body, like my right side screaming and kind of healing, but my left side is very quiet and it's where it's the most injured part. And something's also facing, like, from under the skin that I'm not comfortable and I'm not comfortable letting others close to me into my space. I know that it's all, is it correlated?
Yeah.
How can I?
Exactly. Yes. Because you do not trust to let others in your space. And that's not to say that you aren't discerning about who you allow in your space. But there are times when it's a benefit to let the right person become close to you.
But how do I know that it's the right person? I kind of, about the love, there was always something mixed with it, maybe because it was human, but it was a payback always.
Yes, they were wanting something in return.
Yeah.
Well, that's very human in that third, fourth dimension. But you always have the right to say, no, I am sorry, I cannot. The other part of that is in these relationships, there are many different types of relationships. Do you have expectations, false expectation of that individual?
Mm.
So that the human condition in that third, fourth dimension is the love is always conditional. So to expect perfection from any individual in a relationship is unrealistic. They are works in progress. So to see what is beautiful about them,
yeah,
and also to be clear when it's not acceptable. That's what grows and makes the relationship stronger and more long-lasting when you are honest and open as mm-hmm. well as receiving. So it works yeah. two ways.
So also if I'm a human and myself, loving myself, is it also conditional only?
Sometimes it is. You need to observe
yeah.
that. So
yeah.
it starts with you.
So how could I switch to acceptance, allowance, maybe allowance for me to be
decide,
the way I am?
Decide that you will allow
yes. Yes.
that you will receive and that you will pay attention that you are worthy, and you will see what triggers you to feel unworthy. But it is mm-hmm. up to you to allow that. The energies are now supportive of that, of the love, without restriction. Be willing.
Yes.
Thank you for your questions.
Thank you.
You're on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hi, Joan and John. Archangel Michael, I missed the session last week, but was able to listen to it later, and I just wanted to say real quickly, as far as the getting the karmic relief, is there any specifics you can give us to do that? Like when I listened, I was just thinking, you know, is it more than just intention? In other words, can we simply receive it? Because you said these energies are available at this time, and I feel like I have a lot of karmic, like, junk, just things that weigh me down and definitely keep me from shining my light as I would like to shine it. And so I was just wondering if you could give us examples of just simply how we can do that.
Well,
to,
yes. It's mainly with your intention and
okay.
with asking and also being specific. So say you are having a problem in a relationship with a certain individual, and you realize that there is friction there. So you might observe that for a while, and it might be an ongoing thing that stems from a past experience of some sort or not. But you can ask for any karmic debt owed to that individual or any karmic positioning that is attached to that relationship to
wow.
be broken, and then begin to look to see if there's any cording in any part of your body, such as the heart or the emotions or the brain, whatever, and if there's any cording, to eliminate that cording, break the cord.
Right.
So to be specific, when you notice that there are problems, that it doesn't have to be relationships so much, but a lot of this is in relationships of one kind mm-hmm. or another, where an individual, whether it be a family member, is very attached to you and has unrealistic expectations of you,
mm-hmm.
and that those cords have to be severed.
Mm-hmm.
And so here again, it's having that clear intention, going within and getting in touch with what specifically you need to ask karmic release from.
Okay. I hadn't even considered it from like this perspective. So this is an excellent example of how it could be used. Say for instance, with my sister. One of my sisters, So, okay, I see what you're saying. And then just simply setting the intention to really cut these cords and I think you said eliminate, like, any karmic debt?
Yes, any karmic debt, either they owe you or you owe them to nullify all karmic debt.
Yes, so, I feel like there is something. I can feel it there, and I can sense it. And it's not from this lifetime, and it's old, and it's definitely interfering with our relationship. So that's very good to know.
You will find that in a lot of these cases, a lot of these karmic ties are with family members or really close friends.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. And one other thing, when we were talking about just sharing some of the progress, I just wanted to say that I have definitely been observing just my ability to trust the ability that I have to connect and hear spirit. And just, I used to always think it was just, but then 2 years had gone by and I was hearing the messages so clearly that now I'm able to say very just wholeheartedly, this is true. This is, I'm really able to be clairaudient and get great information and trust it. So that's been very powerful, and I just wanted to share that.
Thank you very much. That is wonderful.
Thank you.
It sure takes a lot of pressure off, doesn't it? When you hear your guidance and know that you are not alone, that you are loved unconditionally.
Yes, and to sometimes just to write down the things that we're hearing and just ponder them, and because then you may hear that exact message, say, from somebody like Jim. He may say something that exact day, and sometimes I feel like that's a validation from our angels just to let us know that you all are trying to say, yes, you can trust. You can trust.
Yes. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Okay.
You're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hello. This is Yulia.
Yeah.
And I want to say thank you very much, Archangel Michael. And I want to say thank you very much, John and John, for your patience, because it's not easy to be with us. And it was very difficult in a wonderful year, and finally I know who I am.
Wonderful.
And I'm here, and I am who I am. The thing that has bothered me, I don't feel safe in this world, and I don't know why. This is my question.
Well, this also is related to not just genetic lineage, but it is related to collective consciousness. Your news media plays up all of the horrible things that humans do to experience their separation. And there is a lot of violence in the world. So my suggestion to you is to limit what you allow yourself to see and take in, because that affects your emotions. The other part of that is that safety factor comes through early childhood programming, where a lot of times you are such a beautiful being of light, and many of your family members did not understand that. What a beautiful, pure child you were. So they set about to make you like them in the pattern that they had learned through the generations. And that was so in adverse to who you were at a spirit level. It began to cover that beautiful spirit over and over. It's no wonder you felt unsafe. And experiences in your life, the struggles that you have had to come through, showed you that the world is not safe. Because in that beautiful sacred heart of yours, there's pure love, pure peace and harmony. And when the world shows you things that are unlike that, it makes you feel unsafe in the world. So there is, other than recognizing where it stems from, and that really at the core of who you are, you say you know who you are and you're okay with that.
Yes.
The core of who you are safe. You are
wonderful.
A beloved being of light. So just recognize that that comes from your exterior world, your exterior experience, and that when all is said and done, you are perfectly safe.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Very good question.
On with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hello, Archangel Michael. I have two questions, one more personal, but the first one is related to the creation process. And I'm trying to figure out, or maybe thinking, but there's a process to get to the seven-dimensional template. And there's a sentence that you share last week about how those energetics are flowing and being fused into creation. So instead of seeing only the mechanical, now we have to get in synchro with the movement of the dynamic of the energetic. So can you comment a little bit more? How do I do that? Where I'm stopping or where I'm blocking this understanding, if possible. Thank you.
Okay, what you've just said to me is very clear. You doubt and you're wanting to know the mechanics. What do I do? What steps do I take to get into that space? It's a space of being. So you have to open yourself to the energetics. Knowing and know and believe in yourself as a creator. You have all of the techniques of the rays of creation to create, to clear, to do whatever you need to do. So it don't get so involved in the mechanics, in the how-to. Be more concerned with the being, the receiving,
okay,
the knowing that you can create in any moment exactly what you desire. And believe.
Excellent. And I want just to understand, so between me and the person in third dimension, that the person in third dimension creates, and now me, because I open up the seven-dimensional template, I have a pool of creativity more broader than a person in third dimension. That's in a few words,
exactly.
That's what happened.
Exactly. So what is needed here is just to open up to those energetics. Now, accept when you have ideas and be excited about those ideas. Use your imagination of what you could do with those ideas. Because it's through the imagination that a vision is born. The vision, which tells you how to achieve it or how to create it. And it's in that vision that you hold in the forefront of your mind, along with the energetics.
Excellent. I have a problem with my teeth, serious problems, and I'm doing a visualization, regeneration of my teeth, and it's some Russian in YouTube, and I'm doing this for a month. I was wondering, and it's about creating a hologram, bringing down and I don't know if you can see it through my memory, or do you think it's worth it, or I'm just dreaming about it?
Here, don't doubt yourself. Do not doubt when you employ an energetic process. Know that you can be discerning enough to use the proper energy tools and that you will have a result. Here again, have no false expectations that it will be overnight. The body is slow to respond to those types of light energies.
So it's better to do triangles or creating regeneration, going to the dentist, having the money to pay through the tetrahedron creation process with the rays. It's faster than this visualization on video.
Maybe it's not faster. It goes hand in hand with.
Okay. I do both then. Good.
You see that?
Excellent.
Yeah.
I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Good night. Bye-bye.
You're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hello, Michael. This is Rinke.
Hello.
Since last time, I have experienced a new feeling of being separate, which I was very amazed that I had that feeling. And it was very powerful and very sad. Could you expand on that?
Could you expand on? Separate from what?
Separate from what? When I'm not feeling well, I recognized that it was the pain of being separate.
Separate from source?
Separate from source, separate from other people, separate from the community, that there are things going on which are only for a few and not for the many.
Yes, and that's a struggle of the collective consciousness of humanity at this time.
Yes.
So that has not, it has something to do with you because you are a part of the collective consciousness. But the other part of feeling separate from source, through these teachings, you surely recognize that you cannot ever be separate from the source of your being. You are one with it, have always been.
Mm-hmm.
It is the old programming of the fallen template of third dimension, which is separation and fear. So it should be of no surprise to you that that is a prevalent state of many humans on the planet. So perhaps this issue is not your personal issue, but is an issue of a collective consciousness that is prevalent. And this is where the anxiety or the sadness comes in of the separation. Now, here's one of those things that you cannot take on personally as there's something the matter with me. It's an impact of a collective consciousness of a fallen part of humanity that you are a part. But you have choices along the way that you have made, and you have made extreme progress in that regard. So here is a very important piece from tonight's lesson. Look at this year and look at the tools that you have at your disposal and the changes that you have made. And when you go to your sacred heart and are in that quiet space, you know from that wisdom and beauty that you are one with it. So this is where your focus of attention should be, in that you are making a difference because you can be in that unity consciousness. It's available to you.
Yes, I see it.
And you will then change the collective. But understand that some of these things that will surface not just for you personally, but they surface for humanity in general.
I understand.
Be very, very careful not to make it personal when it's not.
Okay, that's rather difficult for me, but when there are things going on in which are, in my respect, injustice, I want to act on it, and I become very emotional, so that's why I can't react.
Well, there are times when you can, if you have the tools, or if it will make a difference in a certain situation just by voicing your opinion, then by all means do so. But if it you know, it is such a massive injustice stemming to more of a collective nature. You can recognize it, but the only way you make a difference is by treating others differently from the programming of that injustice.
Okay,
so you, being who you are at that more divine level, in some way affects that. But you can only affect what you are capable of affecting at that massive level. So it's not all your responsibility. There are pieces and parts of it that you have to choose where you can make a difference. And if you can't, then just by being who you are out in the world, being kind to individuals that you may not agree with.
Okay. I understand what you were saying. So it, keep it much to myself and see it as a collective and be as warm to the, how do we call it, the things that are going on which are not pleasant.
Yeah, and being kind to people regardless of their belief system or their color or any of the other things. Just being the love that you are and being kind.
Okay.
This is what Yeshua taught and showed.
Yes.
And so this is a good model.
And when I take this way, the pain will leave, and also aggression, anger, will that leave by taking this position?
Yes, because you are taking a position of love. You are being the love that you were created in. And in that love, love transmutes the lower emotions and brings harmony to the system. So work with the Sacred Heart. Work with the element of love. And just cultivate that within yourself and be it.
Yeah.
And it will change.
I feel it very intensely as you speak. There's much energy flowing through me at the moment.
Yes, that's who you are.
Thank you very much.
Being who you are is the main thing, and it will relieve all of the anxiety and the anger and the pain because love transmutes all of those lower emotions.
Yes, it's very nice to experience this feeling of love. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Archangel Michael.
Hi. It's so good to feel this amazing energy that's going on this evening. I thank you so much, Archangel Michael, and thank you, Joan and John. I've had something happen this week about 4 days ago. And it, as you're speaking about the collective, I'm usually very up, a beat person, and I'm very happy, and I know who I am, and but I woke up, and the whole day, my whole day was so painful. I watched the emotions that were going on with me, and I knew one of the emotions was I was upset, even though I couldn't identify what I was upset about, and there was a bit of anger in there, and then I did, you know, I could see some depression going on, and I knew that I didn't want to claim it as my own, but even though it feels like it belongs to you. So I got through the day, and then the next day I get a call from my brother, whom we've always been really close. He doesn't live close to me, but we've always been close in our hearts. And the first thing he says to me is, he says, God, yesterday I just had the worst day of my life. And when he said that, I had this thought about, was I experiencing his day? So I just wondered if you could talk a little bit about that.
Yes. Here again, we go back to family. We go back to lineage. And you are one at all levels with certain individuals within that family group. You've been with those individuals many, many times. And you are very close with your brother. So it's very easy for you to pick up his energy, to pick up what he is feeling, because you are that close and bonded.
Wow. Well, I have one other.
It's very good that you recognize that that was not your personal issue, that it was coming from, you didn't know where, but it was coming from another source.
Yeah.
So that in itself speaks volumes of how you have grown your consciousness.
Well, it was just kind of like an eye-opener. It gave me a whole new way to identify on a conscious level. I mean, I can think about those things, but then to actually have it happen and then the conscious thought of, was it my brother's, you know? And it was just kind of interesting and exciting, actually.
Yeah, very much so. And you can, you know, there are times when you can pick it up in a public place, too.
Oh, I do it all the time. I'm aware of that, and I think that's one of the gifts that I have is trying to kind of hold the level of energy wherever I am.
Yes.
But I have one other question. This past year for me, it's like I have got no motivation whatsoever. I have no desire to do anything, especially. There are events going on, and I'm not interested in taking part in them. I like to paint retablos, and I've got these little stacks of things upstairs, and I walk by these stacks of things, and I go, I don't want to do it. Is there something, a program within this body that's holding me back, or is this where I'm supposed to be?
No, this is where you're supposed to be. It's not that you're supposed to be there. You're in transition.
Okay.
You are really have been working very diligently in growing the love that you are, being the love that you are, transforming yourself in many, many ways. So it's just a transition period till you step into that fully, into that beautiful new energy that is right there. So this is very beneficial to you, the energetics that are available right now, and also this review of your year and about all the beautiful things that you have cultivated in yourself.
Oh, gosh, it's just...
Don't be in a hurry.
Yeah.
The changes will come about and doors will open and then you will be interested again at a whole different level.
That makes me so happy. I didn't want it to be, you know, a program, and so I'm just so happy I can sit back now and relax and just not be motivated.
And be who you are. Be
yes.
In the moment.
I've got it. Thank you so, so very much. I love you so much.
You're very welcome.
Hello, you're next on with Archangel Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
I understand that we create our realities 100%. And so it seems like a couple of things that I really want in life are just out of my reach or moving farther away. And I believe this is because of unconscious programming that I have. And if the programming is unconscious, how do I go in and find it and remove it? Like, for example, if it's that I'm not worthy, do I just keep telling myself over and over again that I'm worthy? And if so, I'm able to do that and keep my energetics up for a while, but then I kind of fall off.
Well, I think that was the first thing out of your mouth, that you ought to look at that, is this unworthy piece and where it comes from. Was it programming from your family or your priest or minister or your teacher? Was it something that you never fit in certain spaces and you tried to fit in? And so, therefore, you turn that back on yourself to say, well, there's something the matter with me. When, in fact, there is nothing the matter with you. You are unique unto who you are. So this is one of those things that's an old, old program that has many, many avenues of expression. So just telling yourself that I'm worthy, that I am loved, does not enable you to alter that pattern. First of all, you have to sit quietly and ask in your sacred heart, where should you look for the root of that anomaly? And be willing to hear the answer and write it down. And then make a decision that you now choose to see the beauty that Source created when he created your spirit. Because at a spirit level, you are quite magnificent. And be willing to recognize it. Be willing to see when that comes forth in your relationships or in your day-to-day life. When you compliment somebody or you're kind to someone or you just say, have a great day, and really mean it. This is what cultivates self-acceptance and love of self when you start recognizing your beauty, not just saying affirmations, I love myself. That's helpful. But to recognize all of the things that you do that are quite beautiful expressions of your spirit. And when you do that, recognize them, and you write that down. Today I experienced this. I never knew that about me. These are the things that will change that program dramatically.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Archangel Michael.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Michael. Thank you very much for being here so we can ask you our question. My question is about light. First of all, the sunlight is, I really enjoy being in the sunlight, feeling the light on my face and my skin and absorbing it. I do live in New England, in the north, so we don't have sunlight in the winter, and I miss it. And I'm wondering, one, how harmful is it to absorb sunlight on my skin as much as possible? And two, can we use the light that we create to somehow replace that sunlight that I missed in the winter?
Yes. First of all, let's address the physical repercussions of being in the sunlight, exposing the skin to the extremes of sun. It's always good to, when you do have the availability of sunlight, to go out and be in it, but not at peak times. Do it early in the morning as the sun rises, or later in the day, and absorb it. It just brings in the memory of that beautiful light of Source and your beautiful light. And then to your second question, yes. Create that space with your imagination within you. Draw the undifferentiated light of Source from that 11th chakra. Fill yourself up with it. All of your chakras, all of your organs, feel it glow within you. Envision it. And then feel it with your emotions. It will help you physically, mentally, emotionally, but most importantly, it will raise your vibratory level and it will make you understand the love and the light that you are. It will help you to know that without any doubt because it is undifferentiated at this state.
Okay, wow. Thank you very much for that advice. I will put that to practice. And I would like to ask one other thing about, you mentioned the energetics that are available now. I missed the very first part of the call, but I personally am feeling, as my year reflection, that I have cleared and cleared and cleared and cleared for the last 4 years. And I'm feeling very ready now to jump back in and participate and do. And you did mention that the energetics would support change in the next couple of months. Could you just elaborate on that?
Well, there is a time here that is allotted to go within in this first quarter of 2017 and to review and to gather all of the beautiful things that you have created within yourself, all of your tools, all of your abilities that are, because you have done the clearing, you are seeing some of your abilities that were covered over before. So this is a time of gathering all that together. So come the spring equinox, you're ready to make those, use all of those things. Go out into the world and participate fully, however that is for you. Whatever it is that you do that brings joy in your life and joy in the life of others you interact with. So that probably will start to occur when you, January will be a very quiet month of a lot of introspection. But come February and March, you'll have the stirring to get motivated and to create and move out.
Okay. I'm very excited. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hi, this is Nancy.
Yes.
I was listening to the things you were saying, and I have two friends that are having problems with their myelin sheath disappearing, and we all agree that if we can destroy it, we can rebuild it. And I was wondering if to help these two people, to suggest that they work on their self-worth by doing their I love me's and I am beautiful, and of course picturing it accomplished. Do you have any other suggestions?
Well, the noticing part is equally important, dear one, and that's to notice when you are beautiful, when you are being love, when you're out in the world and you're being that beautiful light, and there's joy in your heart and love. Recognize it, and then recognize your own beauty. So
okay,
it's
thank
also
you.
In seeing it, in observing it as it is happening. That's the piece that is missing.
Okay. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Archangel Michael.
This is a continuing question, I think, from last week when we talked about releasing karma and doing cord cutting. So since then I've been working with that, and I'm getting some not-so-pleasant reactions from the people that I'm cutting cords with.
Imagine that.
some hostility and some abandonment, I guess.
Yes,
and
of course.
So I'm just curious to know how that works, or if that's a normal thing to expect.
It's a normal thing to expect.
Okay.
Because it makes people very angry. They have drawn on your light, dear one. They have drawn on your love, and they have false expectations that they deserve it. So when you stop the source, it makes them very angry.
I have a lot of angry people around me right now.
Okay, so what you do here is you take that cord, that bloody stump that you've severed, and you place it in the well of unlimited potential of source, where there is always a magnitude of love available and potential to create differently in their life. So as you cut the cords, place them in that well. And all those cords that you have cut in the last month, place them with great love in that well of unlimited love of source, energy of source. And that will relieve some of their anger. And they'll come around. They will. Give them time. And if they don't, it's their loss, not yours. There will be others who will come that are more resonant with your energetic. But just give these other individuals time. They will come around.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you. It gives me a lot of hope.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Archangel Michael.
Wonderful. Hello, everyone. This is Vera in Sweden. I want to say thank you for everyone. And it's late. We've been on for an hour or so. But I will give a response. I felt like swimming around in my toolkit the last 2 months. And I can relate to everyone's concerns and what everyone has said, which is actually beautiful because it confirms the birthing of our expanded connected self to me. And I also had to actually just withdraw from everything. And I'm allowing myself to rediscover ways, I think. And tonight I was aware of the word programming. And I think I've been very afraid of that word or the vibration of what a program is, due to the lack that I haven't been my own creator. And I can see that. I can see the fallen templates is all about being programmed. So that's a great gift. And then I had a question with that. Is replication a more aligned way, what we're stepping into, instead of the meaning of programming?
Well, first of all, understand that programming is just that. It's a program. It's not irreversible. But if it doesn't serve you anymore, then it needs to be eliminated. So that said, you have eliminated. Don't be fearful. There's nothing to be afraid of. You are a very capable creator. So it's just about changing a pattern that you have used that no longer serves you. So you're releasing it. You are letting it go. And you are becoming aware of what that pattern is and how it surfaces in your life, and you're making a different choice. It's as simple as that.
With the child, yes, the feeling of isolated, because I dropped, every person around me has kind of disappeared, and that caused a huge grief first and fear, and then I had to move through that, which this process we've been in have kind of describing that kind of program of being left out, or even from a spiritual congregation or whatever. It's the same program that just moves around in different situations. And yeah. I had to really look at that, and that was the most scary to me, because I've noticed I've been working a lot with the physical realm, the earth aspects of my life, and wanting to shift, working in the denser, or it takes more time, as was said. So I think I'm becoming a creator. It feels like that from my own choice, with aligned choices. And that's very new, a sensation, actually.
Wonderful. Mm. It's the consciousness that is being altered dramatically. And so with that said, there is always a time where you withdraw inside to realign yourself. And you don't need outside interference. But now that you've faced a lot of things that were bothering you, that were fears that you held, and you realized they were unrealistic, you are ready to come back into more of a community involvement. And that will happen. Mm-hmm. Because when you're ready, you will allow it. You won't push it away.
Okay. It's very difficult to actually view one's patterns or programming, especially from very early age. And definitely loving oneself is the drinking of that is the only thing I actually felt is working. And I know it's also in my body in a new way. It's not just a concept, or it's something my body tells me. So I've been allowing all kinds of emotions and just being kind to myself. And they have been guidances in who I am in a certain sense, or what the body is. Does that make sense, Michael?
It does. It does. And you're doing a beautiful, beautiful job. Thank you for sharing.
You're next on with Michael. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I have a question about asking for the karmic board for release and from and relief of karma. It doesn't seem like my karma is really with specific individuals, at least not the karma that I'm perceiving as being unpleasant. It's more related to the group consciousness, sort of this prevailing feeling that I've had all my life, but has felt more intense at times lately with all the stuff happening in the world, that of not really wanting to be a member of the human species, and where some other people talked about feeling unsafe and not wanting to, but still really feeling the collective consciousness. And a lot of it feels like it ties back with karmic things related to Atlantis, or similar times when strong misalignments in the group field caused really unpleasant things to happen. So I was wondering if I could ask the karmic board to be released from karmic ties with Atlantis, or something that's, you know, that broad, or is that not specific enough?
Well, that is very specific. And yes, absolutely. Many beings who are now embodied are from that Atlantean time. The Atlantean period was an extensive period, but especially during those times of where there was a fall in the consciousness, and that was a periodic thing that happened. So to ask for that release from that karmic collective experience is a very good thing, because it eliminates a lot of those old residuals that are in the memory banks of the body. Much life was lost. And so the fear of losing the body. So yes, to answer your question, that's a very good thing. And it is not too broad. It's very helpful in these times, because humanity now, humans embodied now, are charged with creating it differently.
Yeah, because I've actually had some conscious past life memories from that period, and it's sometimes I have the feeling that right now we're on the precipice, that if we go one way, it could be a recreation of the cataclysm, but if we go the other way, we won't have that recreation. And I'm wondering if some of that feeling is really just the karmic, you know, residue, and, you know, I would like to be relieved from if it is.
It is karmic residue.
Yeah.
Because humanity has come far enough now that they still can create it, but it's unlikely. So that's just one of those residues that is no longer helpful.
Okay. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Well, beloveds, it is time to bring our beautiful session to a close. I have thoroughly enjoyed being with each one of you. The questions that were asked were very important questions. And the awarenesses that each of you now are arriving at and that are noticing are so important. I thank you for being with me this evening. And I hold each of you in my heart of hearts, so we are one heart to heart, light to light. And our beauty will shine and change your beautiful world and bring forth the full Christ consciousness. Blessings, beloveds.
Blessings. Well, thank you, Michael, as always. We are so pleased and appreciative of having you with us. We just wanted to wish the whole group hopefully a wonderful Happy New Year and a Merry Christmas. And we will, how they say, see you on down the road.
Good night, all.